Welcome back to the second hour of the program. Don't forget you can have your say on the Ryco Fielders call line, 1300 01 1170. It is Drive with Joel and Fletch, and it's Super Sub Day. Typically, Finchie comes in on a Friday, but Finchie's a late scratching, as you know, and Nick Davis, the champion from the Sydney Swans, is here. But speaking about champions, this man here in 2004, a little horse called Savabeel, remember that, Nico, would win the Cox Plate.
I do. It come off the Caulfield Guineas, a pretty good run in the Caulfield Guineas, and brained them in the Cox Plate.
Absolutely brained them. And the owner of Savabeel, I'm pleased to say, is on the line to speak about his next big win, which we hope to be in one sleep's time, the Everest. Maxie Whippy's on the line. G'day, Max.
G'day, Jolie. Hey, fellas.
How's the memories, Max, of 2004 before we get onto the Everest?
Yeah, well, I've said it before. I went to Thriller in Manila. I was there live, 10 from ringside. That was the greatest sporting event in my life. Winning the Cox Plate, just nudged it out, brother.
It's a life changer, isn't it? And I'll tell you what, Max,
yeah, sure
in a certain way, you've changed a life in many ways for some Swan supporters and my stable mate Nick Davis here. Just fill in the blanks for me, Max.
Oh, well, because we brought the Swans to Sydney in 1985. And we owned the Bourbon and Beefsteak in King's Cross, and we put a club adjacent to the Bourbon, the Sydney Aussie Rules Social Club, and we had a great little business up there which sort of counted the Bourbon.
Yeah, we did, Matt. What was it like early days of the Swans? It wasn't as high-flying as what it probably is now that there's been a few premierships on the board.
It was very funny, and I met Greg Williams and Barry Brown, all those sort of blokes, and they had to work, right? They had to work in the club, and they had to work in the business. So you get... Greg Williams a tray with a couple of schooners on it, forget about it. It'd take about five goes to get in the table.
Man, I would have worked in the tab for you. I would have been no drummers.
Yeah. You know what I had to do? I ended up putting everybody in the cellar. They must have nearly had a full squad down the cellar. That's all I could do.
Well, you know,
kegs around.
You know what, Maxie, what we might need to do, because it is hard over the summer without the footy codes going around with the content, we might have to get you on in the studio to select your Bourbon and Beefsteak top 13. It could be AFL, Rugby League combined, composite team.
King's Cross, mate. You come. I spent 38 years up there, mate. Or 40 years. You say nothing.
Ah, that's right. That's right.
You don't get much out of me, mate.
Yeah,
things you see at 2 in the morning, but not at 2 in the afternoon is a bit different, mate. You know.
Yeah, things you see you never saw. Exactly right. Ships are sunk with those loose lips. The proverbial. Now, Maxie, let's talk about this now. Everest. How nervous do you get the night before one of these big races?
I'm a bit toey this year, I must say, mate, because we're all in this massive weather watch, mate. You know, and everything's just bloody crazy. I've just had two bets, $10 are going to rain in a minute in the restaurant, so I've won $20 already. You know?
Any price a winner, Max? Any price a winner?
That's what you got to do, mate. That's what you got to do. So that's the biggest concern. Like, everyone starts on the same line, so to speak. Everyone's got the wet weather form, blah, blah, blah. But I was on the phone this morning, it rang through prominent trainers, and all three had runners in the race. And because I have horses with them, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is, if it runs true, I think the track's going to be okay. So that's all I can hope. If you look at my horse, Mask Crusader, said one on a heaviest run second as a four-year-old, and it's had five, I think, as a soft, is one, three, and a second and a third. So under normal circumstances, it can handle it. But, you know, with Barry, we were happy. We had the Barry draw Tuesday, drew nine. Hawksy was happy with that, and... you know, as long as we can jump, that's what our biggest problem all the time is. Of course, if we can jump, we'll come home, we'll fly home, mate. There you go. The bullish $4.50 to $9. Let's get on.
Hey, Maxie, I reckon. Well, actually, I'll ask you this: if you were offered this at the start of the Everest notion, so to speak, if they said, "Righto, Max, you're going to run 5th, 10th, 4th, and a second," you'd nearly take that, wouldn't you, Maxie?
Mate, once you start the first, you're second, mate.
Which is
agonising, but I'm hearing that. That's right. We take that all day. Well, I think we're in front. We're a couple hundred in front, mate. So it's been a lot of fun and et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I'm happy to be involved, and it's a great concept. Got the imagination of not just Australia, but the world. I take phone calls from everywhere around the place, and everyone's very interested in a good sprinting race. You know, it's not a Group 1 race yet, but it will be. But you don't have to call it a Group 1. You look at the catalogue when they go to stud, et cetera. If you're racing, you've placed in the Everest, it's as good as you don't necessarily need the one, but that's just some of that arrogance that comes out of Victoria with great respect, you know.
Well, hey, Maxie, so this is a very different race to how you'd be watching it, because I know that you were keen on Eduardo. Now, Eduardo will most likely be leading the race. Mars Crusader, on the other hand, will be at the back of the field. So, you know, Joe Pride of the city. He's a mad South Sydney man, Joe Pride.
Great to be a rabbit.
Yeah, as you are. So how do you feel about that? Are you going to have something on Eduardo just in case?
It's my saver, mate.
Yeah.
It's my saver. You know, we tried to get him last year and I sort of got voted down. And then this year, because Neil Werrett owns a bit of the horse and Steve McCann owns a bit of the horse. And it's a good horse. I've got no problem with it, but he would have been, Eduardo would have been first choice again, mate.
Yeah, mate.
And now the weather's come.
Exactly. Sorry, no, but spoke about one of the... one of the luckiest owners that I know, Neil Werrett. You're a little bit flat he left you out of Black Caviar. No, I know I am.
Oh, mate, we were doing a lot of business back in those days, but the compensation is the great mares had started my relationship with Kitch Mitchells. So it's a tribute to the farm, how well we manage horses, and Black Caviar's been there since she retired and foaled down there, and you know, so it's all part of the family, mate, all part of the gang. But, yeah, it'd be nice. Imagine we wouldn't be in Everest, you know. Yeah, what can I say? And you got to throw the winks in, of course.
Yeah, that's right. We spoke about the Everest and the great concept. Probably was for Neil, and I've spoken about it to him a year too late with Black Caviar. Like the Everest around 6-7 years ago when she was at her peak, it just would have been an absolute non-event.
No doubt about it, mate. No doubt about it. And Winx is the same. It's just getting old. It just went up a couple of extra 100 metres and et cetera. You know, but great horse. It's had a lot to do with Winx's mother, Vega Showgirl.
Ah.
Came out of the Rogerson camp over there. I had a bit of the tail of it sometime in the relationship. That's another Rogie story for another day. But
she wasn't much good.
I think she had 50 starts for a handful of wins. And I sold her for, I was involved in the sale. I sold her for threepence. Anyway, look what she's done today, but that's racing, isn't it?
Hey, Maxie, we'll let you get back to your lunch in a moment. Just a couple of quick questions, though. If Mars Crusader wins tomorrow, how does that rate for you as an all-time victory as an owner?
Well, as a slot holder, it's very big as an owner. I don't, because, you know, that's a differential. I'm not trying to check you, but that's exactly right. It'd be great to win the race. Mate, I'm in it. The money's great, obviously, and... we don't get it all the way we've done the deal, but at the end of the day, it'd be just prestigious to win it. And, you know, I've been at it for 40-odd years, mate. It'd be just another little feather in the old cap, so to speak, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be associated with a winner, and good luck to all the owners. There's a heap of them in it, and, you know, Rupert Lee out of Melbourne, you know, and my couple of mates are in it. And it's good for everybody, great for racing. The world's focused on us, as I said before.
And
so I'll take it in a stride, to answer your question specifically, mate. But I'm nervous about this freaking weather. No doubt about that.
Yeah. Hey, Maxie, just two more things quickly. The second one's going to be, will you write a book one day and maybe save it for many years down the track, which will benefit the family? But that's the second question. The first question is, I understand you've got a few warm-up races to get excited about tomorrow as well. Is that right?
Yeah, Barney and I, you couldn't believe it, our old mate. You know, our great Wagga trips. So, Barney, here comes the rain again. I'll be bugging, mate. I'll be bugging. Been there to some of us. But yeah, mate, so we've got two runners in the Cozzy, which is like, I reckon he's a bit tinny, that old bloody, your mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a bloody. And we've been unfortunate, as he said, so we had Front Page and it got scratched yesterday. That was right in the market. And we've got this other thing, Narajara, I think it's pronounced, mate.
Yeah.
And we got the first reserve steps up to fill the hole that we lost yesterday with Front Page. So he's quietly bullish and confident, and, you know, he's pretty laid back son of a gun, if you can understand what he's saying to you.
Oh, mate, he sold his pub this year too, didn't he, Maxie?
Oh, rich bastard. All my mates are rich except me. What's going on?
Oh, give me strength. Give me strength.
All right.
Well, mate, good luck. Just before we go, I did mention the second question.
Yep.
Will there be a Max Whitby book one day? You know, what was that book about the bloke in the cross back in the days many, many years ago? Remember that book?
I don't know what you're talking about, mate. You're not allowed to, you know, there's a circuit, you know, there's a code, mate. You say nothing.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So Webby's after me for years. He wants to do it. And we'll see what happens. There's got to be. I need something for the kids. There's no doubt in the grandkids. They don't believe it anyway, half of it. We'll do our best.
The listeners will let us know, Maxi. Better than dead for quids or something like that. Anyway, it was about the old bloke in the cross. Yeah. But Maxi, good luck tomorrow, and it's a big day. And no doubt you'll be speaking to Barney over the phone, watching the race. And when you do speak to him, let me know. Tell him the little fella said good day to him.
I will certainly do that, mate. Good on you, fellas. Thanks a lot. Have a good Friday, and I'll see you at the track, maybe.
Good on you, Maxi. Go well, mate. Go well. There he is, the great Max Whitby, of course, Mars Crusader. But as he mentioned, a little saver, a little Rod Laver on Eduardo.
If you can be in front going into the Everest, it'd be nice there, wouldn't it? But look, for these slot holders and guys like Max Whitby that I do know, they put so much into racing. For every fast one, there's plenty of slow ones that they've owned as well. So good luck to everyone involved that have stumped up their cash in the Everest this weekend.
Mad South Sydney Rabbitoh as well. So be hoping to take a disappointing month. Well, you can't be disappointed they made it, but he would have preferred to see the red and green win. Wasn't to be the case, but maybe his day comes tomorrow with Mars Crusader. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. And don't forget as well, we've got you well and truly covered when it comes to the racing here at SEN and SEN Track. Big weekend coming up tomorrow. No doubt you guys will be talking about it tomorrow as well, Nikki Davis, as far as around the grounds is concerned. But 1170 SEN will have Saturday trackside from 2 p.m. tomorrow for all the feature races in Sydney and Melbourne, starting with race 4 in Caulfield, the Ethereal Stakes. So you'll well and truly have the quaddie legs covered there, no doubt about that. Matt Hill at Caulfield, Darren Flindell at Randwick calling all the action. Simon O'Donnell, Cam Luke, Davey Taggart and Pat Carshagan will take you through the Kosciuszko, the Everest and the Caulfield Cup. So we've got you covered right here on 1170 SEN. A break and back with more.